Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I like that, Tyler. I like being interrupted with that breaking news sounder, man. What you got?
Yeah, man, some pretty big breaking news out of the NFL. Not Texans-related, but a quarterback.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. It will one day. Multiple sources now reporting that the 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy, they are finalizing a 5-year, $265 million contract for young Brock Purdy. And somewhere, CJ Stroud is smiling his ass off.
Smiling, man. He's about to find an amber. What he about to do? He's going to party. So apparently, we got us a big Brock Purdy fan in the building. I mean, this lady just sounded off right here. When you walked in, ma'am, I didn't take you for that's a Brock Purdy fan right there. I didn't have it, but Brock Purdy. Maybe she's an Iowa State Cyclone of some sort. But Brock Purdy getting paid, Clint.
Five years. What'd you say it was?
265.
265 mil.
5 years, 265. I'm seeing my math. That's 53 a year.
53.1 now.
There's 181 million of that in total guarantees for Brock Purdy. Yeah, look, I think here, you know, being here in Houston, we immediately, you look up and it's like, okay, obviously C.J. Stroud is going to be, he's going to be next up as soon as the season's over. This year, that's going to be the big talk, the big conversation is what does C.J. Stroud's contract look like, Ron? And we've talked about it a couple of times over the last week or so. And, you know, I've been one to think the shine has slowed a bit with C.J. Stroud since that rookie year. I think this is a monster year for him in a sense of does he set the market or does he now sign a Brock Purdy-type deal? You know, what does that look like? I got to believe if Brock Purdy's getting 53, and this is no shade on Brock Purdy, but I got to believe if Brock Purdy's getting 53, then the immediate conversation with C.J. Stroud, assuming he just plays at an average C.J. Stroud level this year, is set to market.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from, Tyler, because that's the first thing you think, like, C.J.'s having a party.
Yeah.
But honestly, As you kind of look at it now, as Adam Schefter is putting this out, you get a breakdown, Clint. Dak Prescott is number one
60.
At 60, followed by Burrow at 55, Allen at 55, Jordan Love at 55, Trevor Lawrence at 55, Tua's at 53.1, and then there's Brock Purdy and Jared Goff. Brock Purdy's number probably really doesn't matter to CJ right now, to be honest, because, like, that, Clint, he would have to have an absolute fall apart almost type of year for him not to get into the range above, not to get above Trevor. Like it would have to me go really bad, I would think.
Yeah, and it's not going to. It's not going to go bad enough. Like here's the deal.
Because if he did what he did last year, he is going to get 56 at least.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: it's no shade to Brock Purdy, but like Brock Purdy is not what drives San Francisco's system.
Well, somebody just texted and said Brock went to the Super Bowl.
No, look, I am a Brock Purdy fan. I am a believer in Brock Purdy. I do not minimize anything that Brock Purdy does physically or intangibly. Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback, but the reality of that offense is it is not quarterback driven. And he is a quarterback that is a it's more about driving the ship than it is putting the team on your back and going and winning a game. And all I'm saying is if your quarterbacks that are just keeping the team between the lines, if quarterbacks just keeping the team not losing games instead of like being the reason why you win games
consistently, it
is getting $53 million a year. And like you said, you look up Trevor Lawrence is getting 55 a year. Like the reality of it is CJ Stroud can't have a bad enough year this year for him to not be in the does CJ Stroud set the market or not conversation.
God bless, brother.
Yeah, forget the well, you know, he may fall with under this guy or that guy. No, this is a do you set the market or not type of deal. And I don't think he has to have a great season for that to I'm swinging completely. I was under the impression he had to have a huge year, but I'm telling you, Brock Purdy's going to get within $7 million a year of the highest paid quarterback in the game.
But it's all the factors, Clint. Another big factor is, again, like, he's not dealing with also maybe what Kyle Tucker dealt with the Astros. Or he's not dealing with what Trey Hendrickson is dealing with the Bengals. He's dealing with an organization that loves him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
An organization that is that may be similar to Brock Purdy, that loves him and believes in his ass and want to make sure they get him taken care of. Cal and Hannah, D'Amico, Nick, they're all in lockstep, and they should be, with C.J. Stroud. They love him. Like I said, it would if he came back. There are some organizations, Clint, that if C.J. Stroud were to have the same year he had last year, that maybe wait. Or maybe say, I don't know if I want to set the market. Or, hell, I want to give you what Jared Goff's giving. But I don't think the Texans view it that way. I think the Texans view him as, hell, they've given him power.
Yeah.
Right, like so. I think it all factors and works. The Texans believe in him so much that they're gonna take care of him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is an unorthodox, I'll put it to you that way, relationship in terms of the head coach and the quarterback, ownership and the quarterback at this point. In fact, it's so tight, it's so unorthodox. If they were to have a bad year, it's gonna be Nick Caley ain't worth a damn. It's not gonna be C.J. Stroud is the reason behind it. So. Yeah, man, that is a big time deal. If you're just breaking in, a little breaking news to start Dirty's Daily here. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy agreed to terms on a 5-year, $265 million contract with $181 million of that being guaranteed. Let's take the C.J. Stroud part of this thing off the table, Ron. Does that, for Brock Purdy, does that surprise you?
No, but I wouldn't be happy if I were a Niners fan. Like, not that I wouldn't be happy. I'd be nervous because.
Ooh, that's a big number.
I would be nervous because when you commit that number to him, then even though as you know how I am, the salary cap is, you can work around it. But obviously, when you have that big number, moving forward, it limits you from being able to do whatever, and you need your quarterback to be able to match.
Yeah,
that and to be able to play in a way where he can overcome that, and we're gonna learn. Do you need to have Debo and Christian and Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk? Do you need to have all that? Because he's not gonna have the ability to have all of that.
Yeah, look, I think he's obviously has a Jalen Hurts dynamic to him where there's some elite leadership there. And if you surround him with a great team, he's gonna win ball games and he's gonna take them to the next level. He's not gonna be the reason why you lose ball games. I don't know. I just Brock Purdy's a guy that I feel like we've seen the best of. Right? I mean, like, he's been to a Super Bowl. He jumped on the scene, and you've seen what he offers. Even you start looking at Trevor Lawrence and those guys making $55 million. Like, Trevor Lawrence, I still don't know if we've seen the best of Trevor Lawrence. Now, the fair or foul, or I mean, I'm not I'm not saying that
he's
we.
He's on his third head coach.
But at least when you pay him, you sit back and you go, well, he had a head coach that was out here kicking the kicker, and he had another head coach
that got fired in 2 years.
Yeah, that may have held him back a little bit. But you still think that, boy, if the stars align, Trevor Lawrence could give you something else. I don't know that I feel that
way
about
Brock.
You think
we've seen Brock
Ceiling?
Yeah.
I think we've seen Brock Ceiling. And that's not a knock on Brock. Hell, he's been in an NFC Championship and a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I believe that you can put together a team to win it with Brock. Now at this number, it's one that you really have to kind of look at. Because even with Jalen Hurts, as you brought up Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And they do pretty well of getting the roster. They've got AJ, yeah. They've got Smith, they've got Goddard. They take care of a lot of guys. They still lost, their guard.
Yeah.
They still lost CJ Gardner-Johnson. Yeah. They still lost the left side of their defensive line with Sweat and Milton Williams. Like, they still have had to make some sacrifices because of the number that their quarterback has.
That's Ron Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. T-Mill is back in the studio. We are at Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy off 99 and I-10 right there in that junction right there. It's easy to find, baby, and I'm telling you, it's the place to be, man. $30, all-you-can-eat crawfish, and these should not be $30. This should be significantly more than $30 for all-you-can-eat crawfish with what I'm eating. I've got my second platter right in front of me. $30 all-you-can-eat crawfish and $20 buckets of beer. I'm telling you, this is get off your couch, make a U-turn, tell your wife you'll be home later, or tell your wife to meet you up here. It's that kind of deal. These are really, really, really good crawfish. I do want to jump on the college topic that I hit real quick, Ron. This is interesting, and I think as a college fan, any college football fan out there, I think you're going to like this. Is there's two things that I think are on the table this year for serious consideration. One, I know. The second one may or may not be college football to decide on the new playoff seeding format, Ron, where essentially they're going to do away with teams being able to win a conference championship, but not be the top, one of the top teams that make the college football playoffs to get the bye.
The thing we saw that was very, very clear as soon as the stuff came out. Yeah.
Boise State and Arizona State last year both got a bye, even though they were ranked lower than who was it that didn't get the bye? Georgia?
Texas didn't get a bye. Georgia got one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Did Georgia get, so it was Texas.
Texas didn't get a bye.
Penn State?
Penn State didn't get a bye.
Yeah, I think, Ron, I'm just here to tell you, man, I think this is a change. Overall with college football right now, with all the change that's going on, there's so much change going on in college football right now that if the committee and all the decision makers, if they don't move and shake as we change things, it's going to turn into a disaster again. Like, if this has got to be a moving forward, college football has to be, whether it's NIL, it's transfer portal, or it's college football playoffs, or it's any kind of realignment, which I don't know what's going to happen there. That's slowed down, obviously. But any of that stuff, like, there has to be new decisions and new guides and regulations put in place every single year as this thing unfolds, right? And the change that needs to be made, it's blatantly obvious with the college football playoffs right now. The change that needs to be made is you can't let lesser football teams get automatic buys in the playoffs. I think it's got to be the top seeds, no matter who wins what conference, that the highest rated teams have to get in and they have to be seeded that way. The most deserving teams should get the bye, not somebody that won a conference.
Well, yeah, I think it was clear because it's so uneven to what it is. Like Boise played they played about as good a schedule as you can play being in the Mountain West.
Yep.
Their only
loss was Oregon.
And they took them to the brink in overtime, I believe.
Yep.
So I get that, but I mean, it is weird to think one team is ranked third and another team's ranked 11th. Arizona State was even further down and they get a bye. That was weird. And I think it makes sense. And hell, I think they would probably rather host. Boise would have rather been able to host a game at home.
Well, the interesting thing, it's the...
Depending on how it came out.
The ACC and the Big 12, right, are both conferences that are kind of bucking this. Obviously, the Big 10 and the SEC are like, yeah, cool, whatever. So the teams that benefited last year are teams that are you know, because
the Mountain West and then the Big 12.
Yeah. So anyway, it's that one. And then I think the other part of it, Ron, is do they go to 16-team playoff?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.